found out something interesting. Da, 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 da. Hi, Daily. Welcome. Oh. Da, 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 da,
da, da. You got to make number one. Just picking down cobbles.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Whoa, whoa.
Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
I was feeling groovy.
Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Hi, Moonchild. Hi, Mr.
Hello, Lavos. What you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got...
Oh. Get the groovy, get the screamed at.
Slow down, you move too fast.
I'm moving too fast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're having fun this morning.
Hi, Dark Bear. Roar.
I couldn't figure out the name of that song.
Feeling groovy?
Feeling groovy, yeah. I had to work stuff in my head, and I was putting in all kinds, I almost put in a whole verse of the song to try to find it.
La 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 la
la la, feeling
groovy. Hi, Duddles.
Yeah, buddy.
Hi, Greatness. Welcome.
Morning, right. Eric. Are you here? I haven't heard you.
I'm here.
Now I need to look at Tuttle's profile and see what he's doing. Let's see.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States of America. From Atlanta, Georgia, to Vancouver, Washington. With a little stop around Denver, Colorado. Yeah, that Feeling Groovy song, that was that was kind of fitting for what's going on in my life. I mean, geez Louise.
Feeling groovy?
Well, no, I need to stop and feel groovy. I got so much stuff going on. What I'm talking about is the slow down. You move too fast.
I gotcha.
You know, we get out there, we get cranking. You know, we get going on our thing. We get going in life. I got so many rods in the fire right now. I'm trying to do so much, and it's like cooking. You know, you get out there, you're preparing stuff. You have an idea, so you start preparing all your food. You're chopping, you're mincing, you're cutting, you're getting everything together, and then you throw it in the pan, you throw it in the pot, and now you gotta wait. You got to wait. You got to let it cook and let it simmer.
Patience.
You know, you gotta slow down, let it simmer, quit popping the lid. You know, you put it in the slow cooker. You gotta let it cook.
You just gotta turn the heat down.
Let it simmer. Let all the juices and everything join together. You gotta back away from it and let it go. And that's where I'm at right now. I got so many rods in the fire and everything. I got everything cooking and going, and I need to just back away and just let it simmer. Let it simmer for a little bit, and don't worry about it. Just let it go. And that's one of the hardest things. It's one of the hardest things to do in life is once you got everything going and you're cranking and you got things going, you know, sometimes you just got to step back and let everything simmer for a little bit. You know, you got to wait. You can't, what do they say? You can't hurry. You can't hurry boiling water. You know, I mean, you got to just let it get to its point and just let it cook. You know, the best things like stews and all that stuff in your slow cookers, you got to let it sit. Yeah, it takes time. It takes time. When you reach a point where you've done everything you can possibly do, you know, and I'm always reaching in and tinkering, trying to tinker and trying to adjust this and adjust that and maybe do this and do that, go here, do that. No, you know what? No, stop, 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 slow down, stop. Just slow down.
Welcome.
Let everything mellow now. Just let everything simmer, and what happens will happen. I mean, and that's where I'm at the point. That's where I'm at right now. And because I just feel so overwhelmed, you know. So I need to slow down. Slow down and just let everything let everything do what it's going to do. I mean, I've done everything I can do.
Right.
You know, just let it go, because it'll be all right. It'll do what it'll do. The outcome will be what the outcome is. Mm-hmm. And then I can, you know, then you can relook at everything and start kicking it in the tail again later. But you got to let it go. Let it go and let it grow. It's like planting plants, you know. Mm-hmm. You can put a seed in the ground and water it. But if you stand there and keep staring at it, you know, you're going, when's it going to grow?
It's not going to grow any faster.
Grow. Yeah, it's not going to grow. Yeah, everything has
on. Do something else. Let it.
Everything has a period of germination. So you got to let it germinate for a little bit and just let it go.
Tuttle says, my wife is the worst. I always tell her, let the food cook. It's doing what it's got it supposed to do. Yeah, I know. I know. You kind of want to hurry it up because you got to feed these kids and feed the man and get everybody fed and clean up everything. Yeah.
You got to just slow down. You move too fast.
Yeah. Hi, Rockin' Al.
You got to make the morning last. Yeah. Skipping down the cobblestone. Do-do-do-do. Feeling groovy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. Slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down, everybody. Yeah. You did that. You did that really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slow down. Slow your life down. You've done everything you can up to this point. Now just chill. Let things work.
Most of the time, if you try to hurry it up, you end up ruining it. So just leave it alone. Let it do what it's supposed to do. Back away.
Yeah.
Back away from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to stop. You just got to mm-hmm. slow it down.
Yep.
What was that? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is, I told you this morning. I go, sometimes we get moving so fast that we forget to slow down and start and dance a little bit. You know, you got to slow down. Slow down and dance.
Hi, PBG.
Slow down and dance. That's what that whole thing about stop and smell the roses is all about. You know, that's what that's all about. You got to stop, smell the roses. You know, stop and smell the roses. Stop and enjoy life for a little bit, because nothing's going to stop. I mean, you've got things in motion. Everything's moving at its pace. You know, it's just like the universe. I was reading this thing about the Andromedan. Who did I say that right? Andromedan galaxy. And you know, it's moving. And the Milky Way. Everything in space is moving. I mean, it's all still moving. You know, we're all moving. It's all in motion. And you just got to just enjoy it. Just sit back and enjoy it, you know. Don't worry about that in, 10 billion years from now that the Andromedan galaxy and the Milky Way are going to collide. Yeah, you can't worry about that, you know. Yeah, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. That's exactly correct.
Thank you, Ferris.
Ferris Bueller. Bueller. That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's funny. But it's true. You gotta just kick back and just stop. Mm-hmm. Stop for a little bit and enjoy life. Because everything
what you have right now.
Yeah. I mean, you've got it on simmer. It's still gonna be cooking. It's still gonna be cooking. And procrastinate now. Yeah. That's funny, because I am the king of procrastinate. Well, see, that's my problem, Tuttles. I procrastinate so much. And then I fire it up, kick the tires, fire it up, and just put the pedal to the metal and then go, bah! Trying to get caught up on everything. And then I get everything to this point, and it's like I need to stop and let everything just cook. And I find it hard to just back off now. It's hard to back off. That's the opposite of procrastination, I guess. I guess just how we people are. You know, we don't really have a. Well, I don't really have a balance. Some. I don't put it on. I need to just put it on cruise control and just let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. I feel like singing this morning. Yeah.
I guess so.
Man, got a song in my heart. Got to take Grammy to the eye doctor today. She's got to go to the eye doctor. No big deal. It's just a follow-up, continue follow-up. And so I got to take her to the eye doctor. And we got to start getting ready for our little trip. Because I was just thinking about that this morning. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. Oh, I got so
when
much
are you
fuel.
Going? When are you going?
Sunday. We're okay. Heading to Seaside Sunday. Yeah. Oh, and I checked, did a joy. I went to the website. I went to their website, and yes,
open.
The bagel place is open, baby. Yeah.
Oh, good. You're going to be there every day.
Oh, we do when it's open every morning. That's what we have for breakfast every morning. We go there and have the Eagle Bagel. You know. Hey, welcome everybody. See some new names in there. If you're new to the podcast show, hit that follow button. Give us a little follow, and we'd appreciate it. Join our little gang here, or as like the gray like to say, our squad, join our squad. And tell your friends and let us be the podcast that gets you going in the morning. Yeah. I used to like what Ralph used to say. Ralph says, I stir them all up and you calm them all down.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times. Man, and last night, Grammy made me some lemon ginger tea. Oh my gosh, she had it all pulpy and thick, and oh man, it was good. It was so good.
Tell your squad to follow my pod. Hey everybody, follow the gray area. He's right there. Click on his little profile with the little V, and then click follow.
Yes, and check him out on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, check him out on TikTok. And tell him and if you're on what's the other one, Instagram, check him out on Instagram, give him a follow. He's got very wise words for such a young man. Very wise words. And well, he's young compared to me. I love his daily rants.
Yes,
thought-provoking. So could give him a follow. Hook him up, give him a follow, and enjoy his little words of wisdom. Good job. I've just gotten hooked on him. And and I was all excited because on my TikTok page, I broke 100 followers. I'm going, yeah, 100 followers. Yay! I'm all excited. Oh, I look at how many followers DeGray has. And I went, oh, whatever. Whatever. good podcast though. Good podcast. Let's see. What else is there? I heard that Black Rifle Coffee Company is thinking and considering going public. In other words, they're going to join this.
Oh, you can buy stock.
Yeah, you can buy stock.
Oh, I'll tell Luce buy some stock of them. That's for sure.
Go to the Black Rifle Coffee webpage. And they have a whole section there on what they're doing and how you can best try to hook up and get a part of that action. And I'm thinking about it. I've got a call in to a finance advisor with our credit union, and I'm thinking about checking it into it. What did you hear, Tuttles? Uh-oh, here we go. What did you hear? We're waiting. Oh, it must be long. The bird is a word. Well, don't you know that the bird is a word? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a word. Oh, well, a bird. I love that episode. I went out and bought an entire episode of Family Guy just to get, I mean, a whole season of Family Guy just to get that one show. With the bird is a word in it. And I didn't realize it when I bought it, but when I bought it, I bought the uncensored editions, you know, so it's all uncensored. There's no beeping. It's all the cuss words and everything that are in there, the way they originally did the program. And I got to tell you, it is absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. It really is. Good times. Good times. So what's going on with you, Dina, Joe, and Eric? What's going on with you guys? I'm sitting here blabbing away, and you guys aren't saying anything. Are you even there? Are you guys even around anymore? Are you still here?
Looks like Dina Joe dropped off on my end. I'm in the middle of making coffee right this moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Dina Joe, she's just doing her own thing there. Where are you at, Dina
Unless
Jo?
She had an important phone call.
Yeah, she could have. She could have. She's got things going on. Waiting on stock and go to precious and go into precious metals. Yeah, man, I wish I'd have done something with gold years ago. I do have some gold in our portfolio, you know. Call in again. You can't hear anything. What's going on? Well, we can hear everything. Everybody seems to be fine.
That is so weird. I was there, and I couldn't hear anything, and I kept saying, hello, is anybody there? Can you hear me? And then it showed you on mute, Eric on mute, and me live. And then I couldn't even, I had to get out of Podbeam and come back in. That is the weirdest
thing. Telling you. That sun stuff, and we're still being affected by it.
Yeah, so I sent you a message. I'm like, I can't hear anything. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, when I see that and I hear what you're saying, and I have this vision of you in the back of my mind of you just being on mute and looking at the mic going nah, 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 the old man,
blah, 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 blah. What's going on? Can they hear me? I don't want to curse at this computer right now.
Because
this is a family show. I didn't want to do that. I didn't cut a loved one off short. No, not me. I haven't talked to any loved ones lately.
That's funny. So yeah, but anyway, if you're into stocks and that, check into this Black Rifle Coffee thing. And see what they got.
So what did you say? You have to go to their website, because I got to tell Lewis.
Go to their website, Black Rifle Coffee Company website, and they got a section there, and they're talking about going public and what you need to do and how you can get a piece of the action and all this and that. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Black Rifle Coffee Company website.
Sure, it's not going to be cheap.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. But I see a company that's got a lot of potential growth.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I see it exceeding Starbucks. I mean, as far as I think I see it just doing better than Starbucks.
I think they have a better.
They got a better coffee, for one thing.
Well, yeah. Yes, yeah. For sure. Everything
your coffee is so much better.
Has been so. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so good. And like I always tell you, it always Starbucks for whatever reason. And I don't buy those foo-foo drinks. So when you buy those foo-foo drinks, you don't really taste the coffee anyway. So I just buy usually coffee, and it just tastes burnt. It tastes like it's burnt. Hi, Code 2319. Welcome.
Yeah, I know what you mean, DeGray. And people say, if you could go back into time and talk to the younger old man, what would you tell him? I'd go, buy Amazon. Buy Amazon stock. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, you know, we were talking about daylight savings time, because you got to change your clocks on Sunday, the 7th. You got to fall back. Well, I read an article this morning that said that there are 19 states that are saying, we're tired of this. 19 states.
Oh, good. See?
Alabama, good. Georgia, Minnesota, Mississippi, welcome, Montana, Jenny. Idaho, Louisiana, Ohio, South Carolina, Utah, Wyoming, Arkansas, Delaware, Maine, Oregon, Tennessee, Washington, Florida, and California. Yeah, those are the 19 states.
Wow, Colorado isn't in there? What is up with that? And remember, I told you? I just told you I was at our health food store, and they had a little poster with a heart on it, a little heart. You save your heart. Do something about daylight savings time. It needs to stop. Because it's bad for you. It's not
good for you.
They're
not on this list. They're not on this list with 19 states.
We got to do something about that.
But this article says that they've been talking about this a lot, or, you know, they started a real heavy debate on it. There actually are bills in Congress right now to make it to where we stick to daylight savings time all year round. We don't change it. We just stick to that, you know.
Pick one and stay, right? Or just pick what everybody else is already on.
Exactly.
But Eric, you know, funny y'all mentioned that. There's like a proposal out of Florida like a few years ago that they wanted to make daylight savings time permanent, and which would require the approval of Congress. And wanting to bring the central time zone in Florida's like panhandle that stretches from the Apalachicola River all the way into like the vicinity of like Panama City and Pensacola, you know, bring them into the Eastern time zone. But I know that would, you know, for that section of the panhandle being in the central time zone would probably be a real shock to them.
Yeah, and go ahead.
And then I know Arizona and Hawaii are the only two states right now that do not observe or recognize daylight savings time. They basically stay on standard time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in 2019, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, he started the Sunshine Protection Act, 2019. And it's, you know, in an effort to end all this double changing two times a year. And now there's the Sunshine Protection Act of 2021. And let's see. And then there's another bill, H.R. 214, the Daylight Act. So there's stuff out there. They just won't do anything with it. You know, it says no significant legislation activity. In other words, they're just sitting there. Nobody's doing anything about it.
I wonder how do you get them to do something? I mean, like DeGray made an absolutely great point. Sunlight helps with depression. That's why they tell you to go out and be in the sun. It helps you. It makes you happy. And the darkness does. It makes you depressed. What do they say about like places like, sorry, Seattle, but places like that are like doom and gloom. If you can't handle that kind of weather, like that kind of, there's no sunshine.
Right.
Then it's exactly. Not good for you.
No, it's not. It's not. And, and that's what it says in here. It says one of the main things is, you know, it's good for your, it's good for people's health and mental stability and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's there. The bills are there. They're just waiting for people. We need to call our congressman and say, get on that bill. I say that like we're going to get our congressman to listen to anything we got to say.
I know.
But no, they got to get off their butts and do something about it. You know, they got to get off their butts and do something about it. Get it going. Let's see. So, yeah, I mean, let's do this. Let's just be done with it. And it can either it's a pretty good article. Pretty good article. But they need to get it going.
Welcome back.
Let's see, what else does it say here? Oh, and they're talking about the Conference of State, you know, the National Conference of States. What is that called?
Area 81, high climate.
But they got to get it going. Let's go back. Let's stop turning our clocks around. Jeez,
Because you know what? It is kind of depressing. You're like, oh, got to do that again. And it's like, I'm losing. Are we losing an hour or gaining it? But everywhere you get darkness, it's darker sooner, you know? And it's like, oh, man. I don't know. It's just keep it the same so there's no change. So your body's not going
back and forth. And if you've got anybody, and I always thought this too, if you got people that have an issue with it, well, I tell you what, instead of falling back an hour, let's fall back a half hour. Let's split the difference and then be done with it. You know, let's be done with it. Jeez.
See, there you go. What is that? So how did Schoolhouse Rock put it? I'm just a bill. I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill waiting. I don't know the words, but I know the tune. What is that? Schoolhouse Rock about a bill.
We need to send that. We need to send the Schoolhouse Rock song version of a bill and send that to Congress so they can get on this stuff.
We need to put those back in school and have people start learning. Right?
Yeah, you know what?
They're simple and it's truthful and it's learning. So all that
I have all those. I have all of them on CD.
I had them on VHS. Had them on VHS. That's so funny. I don't have them anymore.
Yeah, that was funny. And the only one I can ever remember is that Bill one. But you brought up that. You brought up the conjunction. The conjunction.
What's your function?
Working on trends.
And what's the other one about a figure eight?
I don't know. They're great. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. It's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long way while I'm sitting in committee. But you know I'll be a loss of day. And hope and pray. At least I hope and pray. But today
I'm just a bill. Just a bill. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, DeGray.
There's a YouTube link for that video that we're talking about.
Aww.
Thanks, Eric.
Oh, man, that's too funny. That's too
At
funny.
Least I hope and pray and pray and pray and pray that I will, but today I'm still a bill. Yeah.
Dang it. Dang the old bill. Yeah.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage. Well, I got this far when I started. I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks went back home and decided they wanted the law to pass. So they called their local congressman and they said, "You're right. That ought to be a law someday." And they sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress. And then I became a bill. And that remains a bill until they decided to make me a law. And then he goes on to saying, "I'm just a bill again," which I will save you.
you got well, that down good. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'll be back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. We'll talk about conjunctions.
And then it goes on to say, "Listen to those congressmen arguing all the discussion and debating about you." Yeah, that's what they do. That's all they do is argue. Blah, 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 blah. They need to make it a bill. Golly. Oh, my spirit animal is Care Bear. Oh,
your spirit animal is Care Bear. Did I send? No, I didn't send her any Black Rifle coffee. She must have been drinking that anti-inflammatory goat juice stuff,
ginger and turmeric shot.
Yeah, man, you yeah.
I love it works. Schoolhouse
There's
Rock.
There's proof of it right there. It works right there.
I love the Schoolhouse Rock. I'm telling you, it's like,
oh yeah, it's good.
You learn something.
Yeah.
We learned the bills are just sitting there while Congress is sitting there not doing nothing but arguing. Oh, goodness.
Oh, woo. Man.
Got that out.
Whew. Time to take a little drink of coffee.
Yes. Cheers, everyone.
Man. And that's how this all started, talking about coffee. She just got delivered from Tony Montana.
Oh, goodness.
Good times. So today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Like that. The week is already scooted by.
Gosh, it goes by
the
so
first
fast.
Week of November.
During the holidays, it just seems to well, the whole year has flown, but you know, it's crazy. Crazy.
You got about 19 days till Ava.
I know. Ava Day. That's exciting. And I like you. You say you have so much to do and you just got to kind of chill.
Yeah.
There's so much I can do.
Yeah, you got you could be overwhelmed with all kinds of stuff and you need to just back off and slow down a little bit. Yeah, cuz you got Ava coming and you know, Thanksgiving and
fun.
And that's why I need to and I especially need to just kind of calm down and let everything go because we're out of here next week.
RJ.
We're going to be over at Seaside. Sorry. Yeah. So I'll be doing the show from Seaside, Oregon. Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun. We did that last year. We were at Seaside, weren't we? Yeah. So I had that real crappy French vanilla coffee.
Yes. And Corona had just started and everything was closed.
Yeah.
You guys were
couldn't have my Eggel bagels.
The weather was all stormy.
Yeah. And then you walk outside and all you hear was do 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 do
get some deer. You're going on vacation to hunt some deer.
No, ham is ham's going on.
I know, that's what I said. He's
going, oh man, you know, deer. Man, I don't know when the last time I had Venison. Oh.
No. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that's deer, right? Yeah. Venison? Venison? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had it. I don't think I've ever had it.
Man, I can't even tell you the last time I had it. You know, we used to eat it regularly when we were kids because my dad was a deer hunter. He'd go out and hunt deer and he'd get it butchered, and we end up having deer in our freezer for, you know, a good part of the year. And I don't remember. He was mean to us one time. He got some rabbits, you know, so we had rabbit in the freezer and that too. And we were eating rabbit, and I don't know how the conversation come up, but we noticed that Bugs Bunny wasn't on TV anymore. And we were talking about, how come Bugs Bunny's not on TV anymore? And he goes, well, you're eating Bugs Bunny right now. It's like, and it kind of like, it put us all into us, all us little kids into a state of shock. Ah, what? Ah, we're eating Bugs Bunny. Yep. You're eating Bugs Bunny. That's why he's not on TV anymore.
Oh man.
And then he went and got the, then he went and put on the devil's mask and chased us around the house.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
You got tags for 12 deer? Oh my lord. Crazy.
They must be like overpopulated or something, right? Isn't that when they give out a lot is when they're overpopulated?
Yeah. They try to control the population by.
No. He's in. Yeah. You're in Georgia, right? I think.
2 bucks and 10 does. Are you kidding me? Good grief. Man, how long you figure? Are you going to try to? Yeah, I'm obviously going to try to fill all 12 tags. How long is it going to take you? How long's your season? Good grief. You'd have to be out there for almost. Man, you'd have to be out there for almost 2 weeks to even come close to filling that tag. Three weeks in January. Man.
It must be really overpopulated. That's crazy. Bow then rifle.
Yeah, I like me some deer meat.
I haven't had it.
Too bad I don't live close to you. I'd go with you just so I could.
Hi, Bunk. Welcome.
I could be there and make you some coffee in the mornings and send you guys off hiking around hunting deer.
All right, guys, go get it. Not just coffee in the morning. Coffee in the morning and breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I'd be the cook. I'd be your camp cook.
Yes, exactly.
You guys could call me Cookie. Yeah.
Oh no, that's just wrong.
Hi, Punk. Good to see you. Hi, Lady Me. Just Doug. Jenny. Hey, if you're into podcast and you're in here and you're new to the podcast, hit that follow button and give us a follow. Yeah, the reason I'm pushing the follows is because we're within 10 of reaching 1,900 followers, and I'd really like to hit that number. That's a great number to hit.
Yeah.
That's a good milestone. 1,900.
I thought you fell and knocked your noggin because you normally don't do things like that.
right. I don't. I don't usually push much. I don't really push the but I am now because I want to get that number because it's teasing me. It's teasing me. The numbers, they're teasing me going, hey. Oh, you're close. Ah. Oh, you're close. Ah. Come on. No. You know, it's teasing me. So come on, let's hit the number. Help the old man and Dina, Joe, and Eric hit 1,900 followers. That'd be great. Because you know what comes after 19. Now we're going to be shooting for 2,000. That's the number right there. That's the number. Okay. Yeah. We got to get a hold of Ralph. He owes us. He owes us because we pushed hard and helped him reach 2,000 followers.
We owe him some intros, and he's sick. Just leave Ralph alone.
Yeah, he's not. Hey, are we going to do that today? Or is our date still on?
Is it today or is it tomorrow? Was it Thursday afternoon? Okay, it's a Thursday afternoon, right?
Thursday at 3.
Okay, then it's today. Thanks for
Thursday at 3. 3 your time or my time? 3 your time, I think.
My time.
So that'd be 2 o'clock my time.
Yes, please. That would be nice. Thank you, DeGray. We would appreciate your squad following our pod.
Thank you, DeGray.
Maybe our pod will follow your squad. Let's follow that squad.
Follow DeGray. Follow DeGray. Follow Lady Lee. Lady Lee. I always get things backwards.
Lady Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on your podcast and help push us to 2,000.
You're crazy.
So what else is going on today, Dina Jo? We got any holidays coming up? I mean, for today?
Sure, yeah, I'm sure there are, but you know what? I wanted to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I heard.
All right, go ahead. Do that.
About an ecological disaster that happens every year. And have you ever heard of this happening before? I was shocked. You know those big shipping container crates? Oh, all the ones that are on the ocean of Los Angeles that can't get out? You know those?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Welcome, Hector.
All the ones off the shore of California? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Up to 10,000 of those are lost at sea every year. 10,000 of those. That is by an marine cargo insurance company.
You mean the cargo, those big cargo things?
Yeah. The things that they're
10,000 of those are lost a year.
Can you imagine? In the ocean, there's like a whole nother, there's a whole nother city of cargo. Who knows what's in them anymore? You know what I mean? They're all out there. Isn't that crazy?
Man, that'd be something to get in, find those and pull those things up and see what's inside them.
Yeah, they said they did never find him. I mean, because it's so deep. I can't imagine. I don't know.
And all the little
time to go
and all the little deep
eight,
all the little deep.
That would be some very, very big magnets.
What do we call our followers? We don't have a name for our followers. We just call them our family. This is the delinquent army. I like that.
Ooh, we need a name then, huh?
We should, maybe we should have a name for our followers.
Everybody think of a name. Let's have
and
a name.
We'll pick a name. We'll pick a name.
That'd be nice. I like that.
I never thought of that. So we need to have a name for our followers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dina Jo's slaves. No. we have
Let's
a name for
number two.
We have a name for our lady followers. They're the Slap Squad. Yeah, the Slap Squad. We could extend that to. I don't want to extend that to everybody. We could extend that to everybody. That's up to you.
Let's think of something else.
Because the Slap Squad's kind of special. They're special. Yeah. Well, let's see.
But it is actually National Candy Day. So everybody, National 4th is National Candy Day. These are sweet and sour treats to put in, like you were a little kid. Be a kid today and eat some candy.
Well, that's kind of fitting after Halloween. Candy Day.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. How appropriate, right? They should have made it a couple days earlier. And then what we discussed yesterday with Tammy, it's the first day here in the States for Diwali.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she sent me a video of them doing I can't remember what they call the artwork. It looked like ragu. It looked like ragu spaghetti. I mean, the name looked like ragu spaghetti. So I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's floor art that they do during this time where they paint
like
the floors.
With chalk.
Colored stuff, all kinds of bright colors, and it's absolutely beautiful. I guess they did one in her house, and very beautiful, very beautiful. The Chit Chatters, the Croc Crew.
No, I'm not on that one.
No, that's two strikes right there, boys.
I didn't say no on the Chit Chatters. I'm writing these down, but I don't wear no crocs yet.
Croc Cruise.
But everybody's talking me into getting
it. I was thinking, and this is my, I was thinking the band, B-A-N-D, because there's so much into music. The band. Join the band.
No.
Beauty and the Beastmasters.
That's great. I'll put that one at the top.
Beastmasters. They're coming in. They're coming in. They're good.
This is good. That's getting us all thinking.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
We're getting close up to something pretty close. Zim's got to go off of that. That's pretty good. We got to think of something with that. That's a good one.
DeGray says that's the porn. That. Which is the porn? Beauty and the Beastmaster or Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Probably. I guess dear God.
That's hilarious. I do like that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's funny.
Yeah, let's figure out Petty. Something with that Heartbreaker.
That's pretty good right there. That's pretty good.
Look that up. No, I'm not going to look that up. Well, I am. It's also National International Stout Day. We can all have eat some candy and then have a Guinness.
Tom and Tunes.
Oh my God.
That's good. That's some good stuff coming up there right there. Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to tell Grammy so she can come up with some names too.
That'd yeah, I have them written down. That's a good idea. Hashtag.
Tom and Tunes.
National Chicken Lady Day. What the heck does that mean? Chicken Lady Day is in honor of a businesswoman and motivational speaker, Dr. Martina Tina Debris.
I have no idea.
Does she eat chicken? I don't know. Hey, hi, Rounded Third.
Hey, Rounded Third.
I don't
know. Ba-da-da-da.
You ruined it. Welcome,
Soulbanders. Oh, my gosh. My gosh. Hey. What was that? What was that with that pig's head? What the French toast is going on there?
Lewis he says, I'm stopping at Walmart. Or, do you need anything on the way home? I'm like, no. And he sends me a picture of a pig's head. And this is in a Walmart.
At the deli.
It's all the meat department. It's all vacuum sealed and everything. It's not like it's in an ethnical neighborhood or anything. You know what I mean? I could see if it was more in an area where it's more. It's not. And they had these pig heads at Walmart. And he said he wanted it for Thanksgiving dinner. I said, go away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then Grammy.
It was big.
You sent us the picture of it. And then Grammy, she said she sends you videos on how to cook a pig's head.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you see those videos?
Well,
did you
Lewis even look came at home and he said, I know I saw it on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. There's a recipe. You know, because when they're on whatever restaurant is featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, whatever they feature from that restaurant, the recipe is on the Food Network. So he's in there trying to find it. I'm like, oh my gosh, no.
Well, you know, I mean, when you have a roasted pig at a luau or any kind of
roasted pig. Yeah, well, that's what I told him. I said,
you had the whole head.
Exactly. I know, but I don't want just the head. I want the other part.
Grammy said.
I want the yummy stuff.
Grammy found out yesterday that you can harvest about almost 3 pounds of meat off the head of a pig. 3 pounds of pork.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, maybe if you boil, I mean, we went to where they cooked it wasn't called a luau, it was somebody's birthday, and they just cooked a
barbecue.
Yeah, they had a huge pig, and there was the head, and they were just pulling off stuff. It's all in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I thought it was unique that there was the whole head, because I know you can get snout. I know you can get pig ears. I didn't know you could get the whole head. And I'm curious, when you get the whole head, is the brain?
Welcome.
What do they do with the brain? Is the brain still in the pig? I don't know. It's like when you barbecue a full pig. You know, when you barbecue a full pig and a luau or a barbecue,
they take the innards out. All the innards, it's clean.
All the innards, it's all cleaned out.
All that stuff you're not supposed to eat is out of it.
Oh, okay.
And you get a pig, because you can go to the meat market and ask them, and they have small, medium, and large, extra large. What size do you want? And it comes completely cleaned. So it's all hollow, so you could stuff it if you wanted to.
Pig tongue.
Yeah.
Now, what was I going to say? Oh, the one thing about the videos that we sent you, it's really funny, is because they show them cleaning it, you know, And when we're watching it, I told Grammy, I go, what are they going to do with the ears? Oh, my God, they're cleaning the ears. Just like you do a little kid's ears.
Oh, with the Q-tip?
No, but because they're those big ears, you know. But they're the way they were cleaning it and prepping it for roasting it. It was funny. It's funny. My dog loves pig ears.
I know. You can buy them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can buy them, and they're almost like a jerky or something for your dog.
And then they're the grossest thing to pick up after they've gotten so
after they've been
out of a point. It's like all slimy, and it's just it's like ew. Now I got to pick this up and throw it away. It's like,
you know, Grammy loves her some pig's feet. Grammy loves her some pickled pig's feet, man. When we go to the butcher, she'll go and she'll come back and she'll have, you know, she'll say, oh, look what I got. I got us some steaks, got us some chops, got us some pepperoni sticks, and got you some olive loaf for sandwiches. And I got me a bag of, I got me a container of pig's feet.
Wow.
She goes, you want some? Nope. Don't want any. She loves them, man. She sits there and just she munches on them. And that reminds me of my dad, because my dad loved pickled pig's feet too. He would sit there with a jar of pickled pig's feet, listening to country music, drinking a Coors, smoking his camels, drinking a Coors, eating pig's feet right out of the jar. Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of stuff in a jar, Grammy just, pickled me up some hot peppers and some cauliflower, some carrots. You know that little combination thing you can buy? It's kind of hot. It's pickled. It's hot. You can see the little jars in the grocery store. You know what I'm talking about, Dina Joe?
About the cauliflower?
Peppers, cauliflower. It's kind of a mix of pickled stuff you can get.
I think I've seen it over, like, they have like a little fancy area, Jardinet, I think it's called.
Grammy likes chitlins too, and I don't know if she knows how to she keeps saying she's gonna make chitlins. She's gonna cook up some chitlins.
Hi, Shonda.
The only thing is about it, she says, it makes the house stink. Chitlins. Yeah. I don't know.
Shonda, do you know what Jardinet is? You know that pickled Jardinet? It's like pickled vegetables. I thought it was Italian. I just can't spell it. It's not coming up. I thought if I tried to spell it, it would come up, but no.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, she made you some, huh?
Yeah, she made me some, and I told her I'm going to let it sit for a couple of weeks before I pop it open. And she goes, well, what kind of peppers do you want me to put in it? Because we have a variety of hot peppers. And then she goes, you want me to put the scorpions in it too? And I go, heck yeah, put those in. I go, just, you know, if it's too hot, then, you know, we'll just deal with it being hot and try to, you know, take the fire out of it. But yeah, I said, heck yeah. Yeah.
Chitlins? Oh, no, no, no. I will take a bird. I will take In-N-Out too.
We stumped.
Chitlins are like, we stumped. Okay, I got to try to figure it out. Oh, wait a minute.
Ah, man, Eric's getting a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that sound of coffee being poured.
Vegetables, right? There it is right there. Thank you, Donald. Oh, you got it before me. Jardinet. Jardinieri. I thought it was Jardinet. It's pickled vegetables. Yeah, Italian pickled vegetables. Thank you.
Totally. Yeah, and you can get them hot. I mean, they're hot.
Yeah, you can put whatever in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think every nationality has them. Like I told you, I made a Mexican kind. I'm trying to remember what the Mexican one is. It's carrots, onions, and a bunch of serranos, just sliced serranos. They said you could use jalapenos also, but it's not as tasty. And it's what you would go to a lot of the real ethnical Mexican restaurants, and they would have a bowl of it on the table, and it has like sliced carrots and onions and peppers and stuff, and then you just eat it with your food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. She'll see. She got a nice big jar of it for me too. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll check it out.
Oh. Oh, this computer is hearing. It's listening to me because I just typed Mexican and it brought it up. Mexican pickled peppers. There it is.
Thanks,
right
FBI.
There.
Uh-huh. Thanks, FBI agent Ramirez.
Beche is what it's called.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Put that in there. Chiles. I'm sure this is vinegar.
I don't know. Sounds good though.
Vinegar?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Our music, our program director's telling us that the music show's.
Oh, yes. We need to get to it, right?
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. We're Bob babbling.
We're gonna have to change Eric's title to program director.
Yes.
He's yelling at me in my ear.
Stop. You just need to start playing the music and I'll get to it. Hi, Saucy.
One,
how are
two,
you?
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, well, 7, good.
You know what time it is?
Rock.
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe.
All right, we're going to start. November 4th, this day in music history. In the year 1961, with English singer, musician, songwriter, actor, and philanthropist Cliff Richard. I guess he is Sir Cliff Richard, scored his first UK number one album with his fifth release, 21 Today. The album was released on October 14th, 1961, the exact day of his 21st birthday. Side one of the album contains rock tunes, and side two is all ballads. So here is Cliff Richards with How Wonderful to Know.
He looks all serious in this picture.
How wonderful to know.
I like that.
This is from his hit collection, Volume 2. How Wonderful to Know.
That must be a ballad. I love it.
Cliff Richard. Sir Cliff Richard.
Yes. All right. We're going to move on to the year 1978. American rock band, for the first time, Boston, plays in the city of Boston. A sold-out show.
You're skipping one.
Oh, did I skip one?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Johnny Nash. Sorry, another reggae. With reggae catching fire in America, I Can See Clearly Now by American singer Johnny Nash hits number one on the Hot 100. Stays there for 3 weeks, becoming the first reggae tune to top the charts. After Nash wrote and composed the original version, he recorded in London with members of the Fabulous Five, Inc. and produced it himself. The song's arrangements and styles are both heavy-laced with reggae influences, as Nash had earlier collaborated with Bob Marley. Here is Johnny Nash with I Can See Clearly Now. I love this song. Welcome, Healthy Breakfast.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Great song.
Gonna hug your eyes that had me blind.
I can see clearly now, Johnny Nash.
And I think you've had a few artists remake that song, like Jimmy Cliff, Alan Jackson, mm-hmm. Alana Miles, and Neil Finn.
Yeah, I saw that when I was pulling this song up. All the different artists that I could have picked from, but I was looking for Johnny. I wanted Johnny.
Well, Johnny's the original.
Right.
All right, now we'll get on to Boston.
Thank you.
The American band Boston plays for the first time in Boston, who has sold out in the Boston Gardens. The debut album, Boston, released on August 25th, 1976, ranks as one of the most best-selling debut albums in U.S. history, with over 17 million copies being sold. Here is Boston with More Than a Feeling.
My all-time favorite band. We did a cover of this song when in the rock and roll band I was in. Boston was known for all their dubbing over when they did their recordings. A lot of these songs were recorded in their own studio that the guy that the head of Boston had in the basement of his house and his farm. I think if my memory serves me right, it took them like almost a year for them to finally get More Than a Feeling done.
Oh my gosh.
Because of all the redoing over and over and over and over and the dubbing over this, dubbing over that, dubbing over
really?
This. Really? Yeah. It's just like when you listen to Boston and they were considered the top of dual guitar parts.
Uh-huh.
Because their guitar parts are so tight and it's, you know, to two or three people playing the guitar. Well, it was the same guy. It was the same guy playing the guitar part. He'd lay down the main guitar part, and then he'd lay down the harmony guitar part on top of it, and they just go over and over and over and over. And this is the guy that, when they do their songs, they have some songs on there that they have a real low vocal part. You know, it's way down here, way down. And he says that when he did those, he'd have to wake up in the morning, run down to the studio, and record those low vocal parts. You know how when you wake up in the morning and your voice is all super low, you got that Barry White voice?
Yeah.
You'd have to run down to the studio and record those while his vocal cords were really super relaxed and in the morning and all that. It's interesting. It's an interesting study into Boston and how they did their music. Yeah, sorry. I got carried away.
No, that's good. Good information. All right, we're going to go to Linda Ronstadt in the year 1978. Her album, Living in the USA, hit number one. Living in the USA is her ninth album by the American singer. The album was Ronstadt's third and final number one on the Billboard 200 album chart. One of the biggest successes off the disc was Ronstadt's version of Smokey Robinson's Ooh Baby Baby, featuring alto sax work by David Sanborn. That hit number seven on the pop, number two on Easy Listening, and even hit the country and soul chart also. So here is Linda Ronstadt with her vision of Smokey Robinson's Ooh Baby Baby from her Living in the USA album.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I heard a click. I didn't want to be lost. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Ooh Baby Baby, Linda Ronstadt. That is a great saxophone part, too.
Yeah.
I love me some Linda Ronstadt.
I did you wrong.
Man, she could sing anything.
Out to play. And in the game, I lost you.
Linda Ronstadt.
What a price to play.
Ooh, baby. You know, she could sing any genre of music, and she did in her career. She actually put out Spanish albums. Linda Ronstadt did.
Interesting.
Yeah, yes, because she could just sing anything. She's got such a beautiful voice.
Oh, bye, Flying Ham. Have a good day. Be safe.
Bye, Flying Ham.
Oh, goodness. Okay, now we're going to go to the year 1978. With Anne Murray, You Needed Me, hits number one. You Needed Me was written by Randy Goodrum, was described as being one of unconditional, undeserving love. It was the number one hit on the United States for the Canadian singer, which for her, she won a Grammy. So here is Anne Murray with You Needed Me.
Another great voice.
Yeah.
I cried a tear.
God, this song just gives me chills.
You wiped it dry. I was confused.
Anne Murray, You Needed Me.
My mind. I sold my soul.
Do we have any like female vocalists out there in today's day and age? that are like these singers. I mean, you know, we had Linda Ronstadt, Anne Murray, you know, I mean, are they out there? I mean, is anybody out there? I don't know. I have no idea.
We should have very distinguished voice. It was like a little, it was lower, you know, and it, but it was just, yeah.
Yeah, they could sing. Yeah.
All right. So in 1989, Listen to Your Heart by the Swedish pop rock duo Roxette is at hits number one in the Hot 100. The song went on to become one of the most successful singles for 1989, reaching number one in both the United States and Canada. And it was kind of hard to really find anything because both of them, I guess, the guy who plays guitar, it's a girl and a guy. The guy who plays guitar was not happy about singing this song. He was like, it's a stupid ballad and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So here's Roxette with one of their most famous songs that everybody loves with Listen to Your Heart. Well, I guess everybody loves.
except the guy in the band.
Right.
Listen to Your Heart, Roxette. Another great voice right there.
Yeah.
Listen to Your Heart. I like how she goes, smile. Yeah.
It was funny because he would say that and then she said, well, it's making us money. It's making us lots of money, but I guess it's not what he really wanted to play, but whatever. All right.
Maybe he didn't want to play it, but he liked what was going into his pocket.
Yeah, for sure. This is the last on our list today. In 1997, Shania Twain's third album, Come On Over, is released. In her second album, produced by her husband, Mutt Lange, whose golden touch puts a pop sheen on Twain's country sound, resulting in a stunning crossover. The album sells over 2 million copies in America, making it the top-selling country album of all time and also the best-selling by a female artist. It is not Lane's best-selling production. That would be AC/DC's album, Back in Black, who he also produced. Here is Shania Twain with That Don't Impress Me Much. Hi, Mark.
Guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all.
Shania Twain, That Don't Impress.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
Shania Twain.
She's
you know, what happened with Shania Twain? I mean,
I just saw her like 3 years ago.
I saw her. I mean, if you look at her earlier years, the stuff mm-hmm. she was doing, you know, doing like the videos that she put out. And then you look at her now, it's like, it don't even look like the same person.
She has a disease. I'm trying to think of what it is.
Because I know
she has Lyme's disease. She got Lyme disease.
Yeah, she disappeared for a real long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She got Lyme disease.
I guess that took its toll on her, but she could mm-hmm. still sing.
I just saw her 3 years ago in Denver, and uh-huh. she was awesome. She was awesome.
Yeah, she's a great singer. Great singer. Mm-hmm. So, well, there you go.
Yep. Yeah, so that
thanks, Dina Jo.
Today.
Great You're list. Welcome. Great list.
You're welcome.
And if you want to hear these songs in their entirety, tune in Friday to the music show at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock Pacific time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, and we will go through this list as much as we can in 2 hours and play all the songs in their entirety.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. All of them, hopefully. We'll see which ones we'll play.
I just start at the beginning and just go. And then it ends up. So we'll just see. I'm curious to see if we're going to get Baby Shark in there.
I know. That's what I was hinting at.
I think we do. I think Baby Shark's more towards the middle of the list. So we'll get Baby Shark in there. That's just too funny.
Somebody will tune in thinking, what in the world have I tuned into?
What the French toast is going on now? Yeah.
Yep.
So have you started planning on what you're going to cook for Thanksgiving or anything?
Well, we're going to cook turkey for sure. Yeah, I've asked people, but, you know, I think I just need to just plan it, and that's just what it's going to be, because I keep asking and nobody's responding, so.
Isn't it pretty cut and dry, though? I mean, isn't Thanksgiving pretty much the same stuff every year?
Usually.
What are you going to make for desserts? You're going to make a...
I asked Ava, what did she want? Does she want a cake? Does she want a pie? What does she want for her dessert? So I'm waiting on that response.
Mm-hmm. You don't ask a little 3 or 4 year old what they want.
Why?
Because inevitably,
she might want cake.
And then when you make the cake, you go, look, I made a cake for you. She goes, I like pie.
Then I'll know to make, whatever.
Okay, hold on.
No, I have never deep fried a turkey, Tuttles.
Oh, I don't
have
either.
Been to a friend's house who tried to deep fry a turkey that was not completely thawed in the middle. And
that's where they make their mistake.
Yeah.
That's where they make their mistake. It's still frozen.
Luckily, nobody was hurt, but it boiled over, thank goodness. And it was in the middle of the driveway close to the street, so it wasn't close to the house. Another good idea. And it kind of boiled over. And I don't know. I think the only thing that really got cooked was the legs. But, yeah.
And it boils over. And it boils over because they put too much grease in it.
And the water. And water. You need to make sure it's totally frosted and dried off.
Water and grease. Hot grease do not mix.
Take that bag of innards out of there. Take those innards out. Clean it up. Yeah.
That's why it's important that it's thawed, because hot grease and water do not go together at all.
Oh, I bet it is good.
It almost causes a little explosion, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then plus two, here's a hint. When you're going to, before you get doing it, as a matter of fact, when your turkey's a little frozen, this is a good idea. Fill your fryer up with water and then put your turkey in it and see and make sure you got the right level. And then see how much, I'm going to need this much oil.
Exactly.
To put it in, and then and then you mark it. Say, okay, my oil has to be below, either at this mark or below this mark.
Yep.
That way you don't overspill the oil and cause a big old fire. I've never been impressed with that deep fried stuff when it comes to turkeys. I don't know. I never have. I was always like, you need to stand there in a fire suit with a fire extinguisher. You got to have a fire crew ready to go.
I don't know. We might put it on the Traeger. If it's small, it's not going to be that big. It's only us. It's how much do you need? I mean, just see if it'll fit in there. Put that thing in there.
Yeah, we have never cooked a full turkey. I think Grammy may have once when we first got together. We get a nice turkey breast and, do that. Or we'll get one of those turkey roasts that they take the breast and they take some of the dark meat and they just wrap it all together with a roasting string and put it all together and cook it that way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beer can chicken on the grill is delicious. Rounding third. I had, it was like a couple years ago, I had this is how being nice to like the butchers at the store and chit chatting with them. And I asked him, hey, do you guys ever sell, just the turkey breast without the bone, because I wanted to make that. I think it's called turkey ramelade. Uh-huh. You put the stuff in the middle and then you roll it and then you tie it up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, we don't. But if you come, he said, just let me know what day you're going to come and around what time. And I will take it off for you. And do you, and then he asked me, do you want the bones? Do you want me to keep the bones for you? And I said, sure.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
soup.
Awesome. Broth. So he did it all for me, and you just give him a little gift of salsa or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that turducken. That to me
turkey
is
turkey with the duck.
That turkey, to me is just chicken. As gross
or
as you
pie.
Can get.
The cake and pie one, like they bake a cake and the pie is in the middle and it has different layers. Have you seen that one?
I have not seen a baked
Google that.
Yeah.
It is, I don't remember what it's called, but it's a cake and in the middle is the pie. And it, I mean, the crust and everything, it's a full pie.
I tell you, hey, thanks, Eric. Great idea. Yeah, Eric posted a thing saying, favorite Thanksgiving dish, how do you cook it? Thanksgiving turkey, we'd welcome pies, recipes, email them to us, and we'll post them on the Instagram and Facebook pages.
Yeah,
and we'll even put them on our webpage. We'll put them on our webpage, too.
Yep.
I want to talk to Grammy and see if she has time. I know she's really busy, if she'll want to do maybe a cooking show before the holidays. We'll see.
Exactly.
Well, we got of course, two good weeks. We got two notes. Good weeks. That's up to you guys.
Oh, it's pie-kin. Pie cake? Pie-kin? It's called pie-cakin? Pie-cakin?
Uh-huh.
Pie-cakin is what it's called. Right. How to bake a pie inside a cake. Pie-cakin.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a reminder to the friends of the Old Men's Podcast, Dina, Joe, and Eric, like the Thursday of Thanksgiving and then the day after, which is Black Friday, we will not be doing shows. And then Christmas Eve, we will not be on the air either. So we can
Correct.
Spend time with our families.
Correct. Thanks, Eric.
But I'm sure you might even record like a special message to friends, you know, wishing them well on those holidays and that we hope to see them back like the following Mondays after those holidays.
Maybe.
Maybe you and I will. He's not so nice.
Maybe I will. I don't know. You know, I don't know how to do that. I guess I could. Yeah, I guess I could do a real short thing and then post it. Yeah. Yeah, we could. I'll let you know. I'll let you know if we're going to, because it'd be nice to have you guys there too, so we can all say it and only be like about maybe a 5-minute thing. But I don't know. We'll see.
A broaster. What's a broaster?
We'll see,
I cook turkey in a broaster. It's a Bluetooth. I love it. Bluetooth.
A broaster. Hey, broaster.
I know. Sounds like, dude. Come
sounds
on
like your dude. Thing. Yeah. Hey, dude. Hey, broaster.
A broaster.
I'm cooking the turkey this year. All right, broaster. Nice.
Oh, goodness.
We've lost control.
I think I sent you a picture of the pie. By cake, and I don't know if it went over to you or not. But
hey, but that thing about the you put the chicken, you put the chicken in the duck, and the duck in the turkey in the pig, and the pig in the cow, and you just start stacking all that stuff in there, and then you throw it in a big pit of
welcome JWT
in a big pit in the ground and cook everything up. That just seems kind of gross to me.
Everything touching it.
Ugh. Oh yeah.
Everything touching each other. Yuck. It's like a huge
and then I'm also
fryer.
Throwing out the
oh,
idea.
Oh, awesome!
You know, I'm also going to throw out the idea of bringing the gingerbread house contest back by popular demand.
We are doing that. We are definitely doing our gingerbread building contest again. And we will. I wasn't going to mention any of that until we hit December, and then we're going to do it. Yeah. Yep. Grammy's already practiced.
Details are coming.
Yeah, she already practiced. She put together a haunted house for Halloween, and it was a two-story house. It was a two-story house, and it collapsed. It collapsed on itself. So you're seeing the wreckage.
Oh, my goodness.
I told her, I said,
are you practicing making gingerbread houses? But it's haunted. She goes, no.
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 This is just a haunted house.
It's a haunted house. I'm like, oh, okay.
So she put the pumpkin. She wanted the pumpkin that I carved, the jack-o'-lantern, next to the house, so she could say the house was attacked by the great pumpkin.
It looks fitting. It looks like a scary standalone, scary, spooky house.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? That chocolate gingerbread thing tastes good too. Oh, it tastes like a nice cookie. It was good. Yeah. So she did that. It's cute. I think you could. You can see that on our Facebook page, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It should be on both. I thought it was on the Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, you can see that picture. It does. The picture turned out excellent. Yes. And you're right, Dina Jo. It looks like it's just a haunted house.
Yeah.
You know, but it's actually, that's what it's sitting on. What the house, that's the top part of the house sitting on the collapsed first floor. Because I don't think we got a picture of it altogether. We didn't get a picture of it altogether before the collapse.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I was watching something, and I was in my room. I was in the studio watching TV, and she's in her craft room making it. And next thing I hear her yell, "Oh, no!" French toast. And I walked in there, and it looked like, oh, you had a, you must have had a gas leak, and it blew up.
Well, I told you, I said I saw something like that at Walmart, because I went to Walmart and I've been looking, because everybody's saying, oh, they're not going to have Christmas stuff. Oh, whatever. I'm looking around and all of a sudden it was the first time I've ever seen. And it was by Wilton, that cake company. It was a little haunted house put together.
It might be the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was cute.
It was cute.
It was cute. It was a cute little thing. And I said the same thing to her. So you're practicing for the gingerbread thing? No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. All right. Thanks, everybody. We're out of here. It's just time to get out of here. We got things to do, people to see. But we want to appreciate it. We appreciate all you guys coming in and checking us out and being here with us. Hey, hit that follow button. Tell all your friends, tell your partners, tell your squads, tell your group of friends and people and family. Come on in and check us out. Let us be the podcast to get your day going and started. Yeah, that's what we are. Eric, you want to plug some shows? If anybody's
It's Thursday, and on Podbean Live today, you've got the John Gale program. He's on right now, and you've also got hopefully Milk Dog might surprise us with a show today, so be on lookout for him. Later this afternoon or this evening, you'll probably have, we know we'll have the Slightly Serious Show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, Scooter and Smack will be back tomorrow night at their due time of 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then I know we're definitely back tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, since it's, of all days, Friday. And then Ralph, the Gray Area, be on lookout for them. And a host of other great friends here on Podbean leading us into the weekend.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you can count on us. We're here. I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking, man, I don't think we've ever missed a show. And I don't think we've ever been late. It's always been right on the bunny. Boom. That's what that happens when you're a quality guy.
We try.
Yeah, we try. Hey, but thanks for tuning in. Hit that follow button. Come on back. Today's Thursday. We got a Friday show tomorrow. And then tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, we'll be going back through all our music that we did this week. It ought to be a lot of fun. Good music, good songs to listen to. It's just a grand old time.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for being here. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to try to figure out what we're going to call our followers. Ray calls his people the delinquent squad or something like that. I can't remember now.
Yeah,
the delinquent army.
Delinquent army. We're going to come up with a name for all our followers. So give us some ideas. Dina Jo's writing them down, and we'll pick one. And now, a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us again today, you guys. It was really fun. Hope you have a great rest of your day wherever you're at, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.
Dina Jo. Hey, don't forget to chill. I mean, you got a bunch of stuff going on. I like that, the chat pack. You got a bunch of stuff going on. Well, just sit back and let it simmer for a while. Let it all simmer. Oh, pod people. We can't forget. Dina Jo, we can't forget what Grammy calls everybody. Pod people.
Yeah.
That might be good. Anyway, our music's done. Our music's done, and we're out of here. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
See you later, everybody.
Later, Gators.